So we will start here with our Compassion Tuesday program. For the beginning, there will be kirtan, and then after 20 minutes or so, we will go right into a very, I would say, deep, or is it better to say profound, compassion meditation. You're welcome to take part in this entirely.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna.
I greet all of you who have come onto the call, and I'm very, very honored to guide you in today's compassion meditation. It's an honor because I strongly believe, very strongly, that such meditations where we send an atmosphere of goodwill, an atmosphere of wishing well, an atmosphere of blessings in a way to others is really very, very effective. I would like to start the meditation by tuning you into what we are doing and then guiding you in the steps. In the Bhagavatam, there are many verses that encourage us for compassion. For instance, in the fourth canto, chapter 31, text 19. Dayaya sarva bhuteshu santushtya yena kena va savendriyopashantya cha tusyatyashu janadana. In this text, three recommendations are given through which one can very, very quickly satisfy the indwelling Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana, the Lord in the heart. By showing mercy to all living entities, by being satisfied somehow or other, and by controlling the senses from sense enjoyment, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana. The Sanskrit word daya is used here. It can mean mercy, but it is often also translated as compassion. By showing mercy or compassion to all living beings, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardana. Jana means the people, and Ardana means indwelling. He is residing within the hearts of all people. Some of us might feel that it is not always easy to come by this feeling of compassion, especially when we are not knowing someone or we had a difficult past with them. At that time we feel we are not able to wish them well. It's very interesting to note that compassion is not something which is dependent on knowing someone or even liking someone. The feeling of compassion is actually independent of feelings of likes, dislikes, or being neutral to them. It's an underlying bedrock quality, almost like there's always love in our heart, or there's always, I could say another word, presence in our heart, that we can be present in a situation. It doesn't mean we like it, the situation. It doesn't mean we appreciate the situation. We can be present in whatever circumstances we find. We can be present-minded and focused there. In the meditation which I would like to do with you, I will bring you to a state where you can feel this compassion towards everyone. We will access this feeling of compassion by making five steps. We step back and look at the world from an observer position. We are not involved. And then we try to see all people as being equal. This vision is described, of course, in the Bhagavad Gita, where the Pandit, the wise man, is described. He can see that an animal like a cow, a dog, an elephant, also a human being, they are all equal in the sense that they are souls. So we see everyone equally, and we can then see that just like me, people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, people in this world try to avoid suffering. So then we open our heart to the willingness to wish them well, or when they are close people who are near to us, we open our hearts to doing something to improve their lot. This is a easy process. First, step back, take yourself out of the direct involvement and see people in another perspective. See them equally. See them that they are part of the law just like you are. They are members of the universal family. You open yourself in trying to help them, trying to wish them well, trying to send good wishes, even prayers, in their direction. And if it is possible, you do something to alleviate their lot. Like today, we went on a walk and we knew that there would be hungry ducks. We were circumambulating a lake and we took some old bread with us because we knew they are hungry like we are hungry. They are belonging to the big family of all living beings, and we should do something in the cold season to just take care of their eating. Good. We will do now the actual meditation. Please sit comfortably. Sit in an upright position. You could sit on the floor or on a chair. Relax your neck and your shoulders. And then gradually your entire body, the torso, the legs, take five deep audible breaths. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Deep inhaling and deep exhaling. If you're ready, please close your eyes. Sit in a relaxed state, but your mind remains alert, so that you can follow the meditation. Continue to breathe, this time effortlessly, gently and softly breathe. When you are ready, try to imagine that you are breathing into your heart. It's almost as if in your heart area, on your chest, there's a ability to breathe in. Feel like this. In and out. In the area of the heart. Now direct your attention to the space in the heart. It is here where you are. Your essential being is situated here. Your nature is to be eternal, full of inner knowing, boundless bliss. You're part of God, full of immeasurable love. Remain in this inner space and think of people who need compassion. It could be close people, like friends. It could be people who are homeless. People in hospitals who are anxious. Think of one or two or a group. People who are in need of help. While you remain focused on these people, tell yourself, just like me, people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, people of this world are trying to avoid suffering. just like me, people have known loneliness, sadness, and despair. And just like me, the other people are trying to fulfill their needs. And just like me, others are learning and growing in life. Remain a little bit longer in this space and send your well wishes and your compassion to people. Let us all do this together. It will go a long way. When you are ready, please come back to room awareness. You might even like to rub your hands, place them on the eyes, and then bring them away from your eyes. This is powerful. This is very good also for your own well-being, because by linking up with the feeling of compassion, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Lord Janardana, as the verse is saying. When the Lord is satisfied, there is not much more to be needed in life. To summarize, these are the steps to access the feeling of compassion. Step a little bit back, like we did in the beginning, where we centered ourselves and focused a little on breathing work. Then, see the equality of all beings. Just like me, people know sadness and they want to be happy, etc. And then, once you see the equality of all beings, it's easy to wish them well from the spiritual perspective. And when you then can do something active, when people who need help are close to you, there will be an outside manifestation, very necessary, good, to help others. Good, I thank you very much for participating in this Compassion Tuesday. We have this every Tuesday at the same time, the same place. And it would be nice if you tell others so that we can create a good number of compassion net meditators. That will be very nice for everyone. I wish you all the best. Have a good evening, and Hare Krishna.